Hey, I'm Christine. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Christine.
Used too many drugs. Also, I always say this when I share, like, first I got to tell you how French I am and uncomfortable I am right now. It's funny how my brain is like playing ping pong with me and making me think that I don't belong here, that this is not. You know when you feel like you should have stayed home, this fear is just taking over. I'm overwhelmed with fear right now. And it's freaky because 2 days ago I was sharing, thinking like, I have so everything under control. I'm just so like in love with myself, if I can say that word. This is my French way of saying things, but when I'm letting all this love and acceptance and whatever is like all nice and yummy inside of me take over. And if I let my brain take over, fuck, I'm such a child. I'm 17 years sober, and I feel like I'm a month and a half now, and I've just made a mistake by coming over here tonight. And like this morning, or like an hour before I showed up here, I could have told anyone that there are no mistakes ever. There's just like, life is just a process, and you're always at the right time, at the right moment. No matter how you feel and how it looks, everything is perfect. Even if you think you're like in trouble, or, you know, even if the people you love are going through a hard time, it always looks like God is giving you a jambit, you know, like has pushed you on your face and now you have to get up. And it's odd, like I'm always so surprised that I can feel that freaking feeling of overwhelming fear all of a sudden, you know. I'm always think I'm rid of it when I'm feeling well. The only thing is now when I'm feeling it, I'm trying not to tell myself that I've lost it forever. I can't tell myself I've lost it forever now, because I know that everything I'm feeling and thinking is all in my imagination. And in, like, within a second, it could turn around and I could start having a total different conversation with myself that makes me accept, no matter what's going on, that this is what it's supposed to be, and I'm going to go home not needing 5 beers to calm down and still sleep. Which is, sleeping was like beyond me. It was impossible to sleep when I used. I drank myself to sleep daily, and every morning promised myself I would not drink that night. And I did, because there's no way I could stop this like tennis match in my brain saying you're a fucking all day thinking everything is wrong, everything is going wrong. I'm only here praying that it's all going to end soon and I'm not going to live too long. I was never suicidal, but I waited for life to end because it was just too fucking painful. You know when you feel this, not everybody's as paranoid as I am. People drink for all different reasons. People come from all different backgrounds. You know, just this overwhelming, crazy, like, anxiety, constant anxiety, which makes you throw up. You're so anxious. And I can almost throw up right now. It's just like, and the only thing that's going to happen, even if when I leave, if I had been, I used to be in this state all the time when I shared, it took me a year and a half when I got sober before I can like try and go in front and speak for 3 minutes at a discussion meeting. And I would go up and I had written down everything I had to say. I would go up, start shaking, almost throw up, and tell them, like, I know you think I'm a goof, and don't come and tell me that you don't, and I just can't say it, and I got all these things written down. I would go sit down and shake, and like, knew I embarrassed my boyfriend, and like, I just wanted to disappear, but at the same time, I was staying, I don't know why I was staying, because this, even though it was so hard, still tasted better than anything I had ever tasted in my life. This little feeling that maybe giving you guys the benefit of the doubt that you didn't think I should just put myself in the garbage bag and head right for the dump. And what I want to say is that I'm going to go home tonight and I'm probably going to regret, I'm going to wonder why I felt so unstable. But there's no way I'm going to take any fucking hammer and hit myself over the head with it. And I am going to sleep. And I am going to be able to face you all next week. And even if I did embarrass Karen, it won't take my peace away. Maybe I'll take my peace away, but it will never compromise the love I feel for myself. And it'll never make me doubt the fact that I am just so special and so lucky, and that anybody in this room or anybody around me is lucky to have me in their life. Anybody who would be in contact with me and spend an hour with me, I'm just, like they say in these promises, I know God has done for me what I cannot do for myself, and has made me this person, made me discover this person that I never thought existed. This person that's in front of you now, I just met her. Last year, I didn't even know, because some parts of me I've discovered in the last year with a lot of things I've been going through, and I'm saying, fuck, this was all here. Whether I had it originally, because there's all kinds of theories, and it doesn't matter anymore. All I know is now I have so many more tools that I can use that benefits others, but first and foremost, makes me want to be me instead of thinking I have to be someone else all the time. I used to imitate people. Hoping, and wondering why I didn't land in this family or this other family. I used to imitate Bays, which I thought, at everything. I used to go and stand and, I would see, there was this girl, she had this funny shaped body, but she was just so hot, but her butt was really sticking out, and I would go to bars, and I would try and take that same posture, okay? I did that for almost a year, hoping that the guys she would pick up, I would pick up, they would take me after they were done with her. One day I'm in my room and I do this thing. I saw myself distortion, muscular dystrophy thing. I look like a fucking idiot, and I had been so hoping I was her, that I was trying to be her, and I was making myself like a worse, it was insane, which is something I also did when I came to the program. I started to imitate people that, not like their walks or their way of talking, but I started had these idols, you say, people that I looked up to, and I said to myself, if I can only be like her. And I tried to not use my brain. It's hard to explain, especially in English for me, but I would look at these people that were a few months sober, and I would see their self-esteem, and they were trying to make me believe that they hadn't always been like that. And I believed that, it took me a while to understand that they had grown into these people, that 6 months can make that much of a difference in your life, you know? So it made me stick around, because there was this girl, there was something about her. She could go up front after 6 months of sobriety and talk to people, and she was saying how she used to be so shy that she never talked. And so I said, I listened to everything she said. I said, if I can only be her, if I can only do 6 months and become her. Then after a few years, I started looking at people and saying, fuck, when I'm 10 years sober, I'm going to be like her. No way. I'm going to do some real sobriety shit and not end up like them. And I said, you go through all these phases, but it doesn't matter, because at a certain point, I became my own idol, thinking, they're doing it wrong. Because people with more sobriety than I had would tell me their flaws or their problems and stuff, and I will have dealt with that by the time I'm 10 years sober, no more of this crap, and my God, you know, she ain't out of the woods yet. And that actually encouraged me, thinking I was going to do it right and quicker, and like I will be perfect by the time I'm 10 years sober. By the time I was 10 years sober, I almost went and drank, because I wasn't, like, my expectations of me, it wasn't as conscious that I was analyzing where I should be at, but I must have been, and I became really, really depressed in my 10th year. I didn't take my cake, and it dawned on me one day that, why am I feeling so crappy? And it's just because I realized that I thought at 10 years I would have been like done with sleeping with guys I'm not supposed to be sleeping with, being like heartbroken over guys that I wasn't even in love with. I was always crying over some guy. Always. Like, it was the story of my life. Peine d'amour in French. And I fell in love with guys and cried over them and lost a lot of weight over guys that I had never talked to. I would go to places and fall in love with some unknown cutie pie and every night go home and feel like shit, because he never came to talk to me. I'm trying to find these words that are so cute in French, but I don't know how to translate them, so I just have to use the basic shit. But, you know, it's boring, but it's cuter in French, but anyways. And I felt so pathetic. I started realizing that all these thoughts I had about myself, like, I didn't think they'd go away. And I thought, like, after I thought for years that I would become so great after 10 years, I realized that I still didn't trust people. Like, all my patterns from the brainwashing from my parents telling me I had no brains and I was this and I was that, like, was all coming back to haunt me. It made me realize that at 10 years I had never done a fourth and fifth, because I'd never understood that you can actually really trust someone. And I didn't believe in God. I believed in something higher than myself, but I thought, like, all these passages, if you want, in our literature that talked about God and how you're supposed to use God throughout your process in the program, I couldn't access that yet, because I didn't have, like, a defined God. I thought, yeah, for me, I don't know why it took 10 years. Maybe because I'm French. No, I'm kidding. I thought that I either needed, like, to find Buddha or Jesus or some kind of established religion, and I didn't know I can just, like, anyways. In French, it's different the way they say it. As it's not as you understood it, is as your conception. Anyway, the way they say it, I thought for sure I had to start reading the Bible and all different religions' Bibles until I can find one. So there were so many aspects of our literature that I would set aside until I had found my God. So it's hard to progress when you think there's like a whole part of this program you don't have access to. And that was really hard on me. And one day I met this guy who talks about God all the time. And he's the same, we have the same, like, time in the program. And him, he's always, God, 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 God. And I say, shit, I just wish I had this God. So, and I told him, I said, I believe in something higher than myself. Of course, I understand that there is something above me and something that I talk to when I'm really down on myself, but I don't believe that this thing has any powers now. I may believe that it created the universe and everything, but I just can't call it. So I was calling this guy, Pierre, asking him to speak to his God, to put this God, his God, on my situation. And one day, it's true, I say, ask your God to do something, like. And one day I told him, I believe in an internet, because I had written it in my good book, like, what a higher power than myself, what I felt it was, you know? So I tell him what I've written, feeling like a big idiot. I said, well, this is what I feel. And I say, he says, well, we have the same God. I said, well, no, you have a God. I have this thing about nature and na-na-na-na-na-na and the universe. And because I feel like a power. I feel like an energy coming from crowds, coming from people. I feel like I felt like, even when I saw Bill Wilson's life, when he's laying in the hospital bed and you see this light coming, I have had like these awakenings, these powerful, like crazy, you know it's not you and your brain doing it. There's something coming from above or within that makes you feel like you're surrounded by feathers. That feathers are just landing on you, and you don't know why. It brings tears to my eyes, and suddenly any situation is just, you can deal with it, and it brings peace and stuff. So I know there's something. So this is, it was a big like turn in my life when I realized that I did have a God. It really saved my ass and a lot of people in my ass because they were pretty fed up of me being this crazy. My children used to tell me, Mommy, when are these meetings going to work? Because I was becoming a better and better person every day because I became more and more humble. It became so easy for me to confess anything, to admit to anything, to realize what I was, like acknowledge the fact that I'm so limited, that I'm... And then I had to go through this entire process thinking I could be lovable anyways. I used to think my children were just like the sad... Like, I felt so bad for them having landed in my home because I thought it like... I used to tell them, I know, I wish you had another mom. Like, I wish you were somewhere else with a real family, like, you know, like a mom and a dad and normal people around you who never scream. And I never saw anything right that I did. I always looked at what work I had to do on myself, and I was pretty pessimistic that there were so many things that would never go away, like so many fears. And that's it. I realize now that I'm not limited. At some moments, I just have this crazy conversation with myself that brings me down in another minute. That's it. It's like this, you know, like these little bananas in cartoons, the little red one and the white one. Any minute I could choose, like, I could choose to listen to one or the other. And I do that in so many situations. Like, if I fight with my boyfriend or with anyone, and like, let's say it's starting to build up, and I, like, I'm feeling in my gun, you're just so going to get in the ass. Like, I know, I'm filling up, man. Like, I could be, and I haven't been in so long. But sometimes my boyfriend says, you're such a bitch. I said, fuck, you don't know what a bitch I can be. It's not because he thinks I'm a bitch because I go... Like, he's talking to me and I'm going, he doesn't know, like, I can push him to suicide, fuck, if I open my mouth. I can destroy him. But, like, I've been with him 6 years and he has no clue what a crazy mental person I can be. I said, man, you're just so lucky. Because right now, God is, like, I don't, sometimes I'm, like, I have, like, these thoughts coming in, I'm saying, no fucking way I'm going to start being nice now, because this person does not deserve my niceness. And I remember reading that there is no resentment that you can justify. None. I think it's in the 12-12, which is my favorite book. No resentment that you can justify. And I at first I said, people do things to you. So you are allowed once in a while to be really pissed with someone. And then with all the books that I've read, I know why. Like, Like people, I've realized that, and that's probably what saved everybody's ass around me, is that people don't do anything to you, ever. Like, no matter what other people around me's actions are, if I am going to react, it's because I've made it mean something about me. And I fear that it doesn't matter. I go through this whole process in my head, and if I don't believe what they're saying, because it means nothing about me when my boyfriend's upset with me or when someone's trying to give me a hard time, like the first thing that comes to my mind now is that they must not be feeling well right now. Instead of taking it and then turning it into a fight, I've realized that I can stop my imagination from going. It's like so many times someone will say, like this morning I went to a meeting, and then I went to this after meeting, and this girl said something really mean to me. It took me like by surprise. Like I'm saying it's mean, but then again, it just it really affected me. The way she treated me, and I tried to stop all my thoughts. Because she said like four words to me, but in my brain there was like a seven, like not 700 pages, but maybe it went on in my brain what that meant and what it means about me, what it means about her, and that do that da da, and I'm trying to keep my mouth shut because I had something really nasty to say back. And then I said, if you're not making this mean anything about yourself, like she's just her. And we don't know why she's like that. And that sounded rude. But it may be because I'm sensitive to this kind of statement. And not, it's just like, that's all she said. This is where it ends. Let's move on. Let's not, like, because I figured, okay, I'm not going to say anything anymore because she doesn't seem to accept me the way I am. And then the effort to keep going and keep being me, because it doesn't matter what she thinks, she's going home afterwards, I'm stuck with me. So just trying to maintain with all, putting all these steps in, not in motion, but using all these steps, it made me stop all kinds of stories I could have told myself. And I tried to feel better. It took a while though, you know, because I have to talk to myself. I have to lecture myself. I have to let this love for the fellow man, like, come back after, like, fear is just, like, the most destructive thing. This has been hard because, like, I haven't shared in English for a long time. And, you know, you feel you're so bilingual until you end up, like, being with all these English people. But where I'm at right now is that this is also worth it. It's just, if it wasn't worth it, I would drink. I would be 6 months late in my rent like I was when I quit drinking. Sometimes it's hard. I've gone through a lot of like difficult times in AA. But like you hear all the time, like service and support from members and like, that will save your ass and keep me, because this is this brain, I always say, I'm trying to translate it this one, but taking a pause. You know that freaking arm de destruction massive that Bush has been looking for in Iraq? It's in my freaking brain, man. It's true, this thing is powerful and destructive. And this is what I learned. This is what I'm here to tell you. I've learned to listen to people with more wisdom than I have and open my mind to, I know nothing and I can become and reinvent myself daily. Whenever, this week I changed gods. Because I was telling my friend, I often think this, like that, and like I'm a hypochondriac, and I'm going, and my daughter's sick right now, and I think she's going to die. She has something wrong with her ribs, but I'm seeing serious cancer. And my kids don't take me seriously anymore, and I'm trying not to take myself seriously, but I'm going through this thing. And my friend said, like, I don't know, my sponsor would say, maybe get a God with more powers than the one you have. And at first I thought, well, that's really mean to my actual God right now. You know, like, come on. And it made me feel like I was betraying this God. Because I feel like it's been a while, I feel I have two gods. Someone I can, like in the sky, living, the one I ask things to help other people, that's, you know, going around and spreading, like, joy and happiness. And I have this thing that comes from within me that's the, like, the purest, most honest, most loving, perfect person that's in me. That I can't be all the time, but it's there, and it's always talking to me. And I can choose to listen to it or not. But it's so soothing to listen to it and act according to what it's dictating. But I always think I'm never going to get rid of this hypochondriac crap. And I always think that God's given me, there's something that's very reassuring, is that I've gone through a lot of crazy things in the past few years, and I'm not saying heartbreaks, very serious things have happened to my children, which are things you think you're never going to overcome. And I have the strength to overcome them and be strong and mean it. You know, like, it gets to a point sometimes where I think, like, everybody could die around me and I would still find peace and I could still enjoy life, which is something I would never thought possible or even right. I would have assumed that this was wrong all my life, that you can accept things that are really, really bad. And I know that God's giving me that. But anyways, I thought it was limited, my God. I didn't realize it until she said it. Get a God that's, like, got more powers than, like, you. And at first, I thought, I'm going to think about this concept. And ever since then, it's been like 3 days, I've been understanding my God in a different way. Like, I've been, like, asking for things I never did. I don't pray saying, please take this away or whatever. This is just an example, but I always think that you can only have a certain access to spiritual, like, things, you know. And this week it all changed. And I'm learning to redefine the God. Like, now, no, the sky's the limit. And I'm feeling so not cancerous in the 3 days. It's insane, but, like, I know it sounds crazy, but it's really, like, I've risen to another level now. Risen? That or rose, it doesn't matter. But, this is it. This is, even if you guys don't get it, I know why I'm here. And I know that no matter how I felt sitting there before, I know I feel like I belong here. And I wish you guys good luck. Thank you so much.